So the it's so Prince Charles. Do you know about the Rennes-le-Château mystery? Rennes-le-Château is a church in southern France that was exposed in the book The Holy Blood, Holy Grail. And there's the Rosalind Abbey.
And that's some of your Lincoln stuff, isn't it?
Abraham Lincoln?
No, Lincoln, the...
Yes, Henry Lincoln, the author. Yes, yeah. And there's the Rosalind Abbey up in Scotland. And I went into this with the Evergreens, and back, you know, 700 or 800 years ago, when the Scottish kings and the British kings were linked in with the Spanish kings, they're all intertwined as we were interrelated.
Well, they were not interrelated, they were blood related.
Yeah, blood related. Well, they got some documents, according to the Evergreens, from Jerusalem, probably the Knights, I don't know which gang. Knights of Malta. And the documents showed, I think, the true life of Jesus, that he had a family and this and that. And the documents were, I think the St. Clair family was involved, and they, 500 years ago, hid the documents in Rosalind Abbey in Rennes-le-Château. And then a Catholic priest found them, you know, 100 years ago, and the Vatican didn't want these documents out, so there was a bit of struggle there, but the priest who found the documents in Rennes-le-Château had some money all of a sudden, so someone gave him some money, paid him off. But pursuing it, it involves...
Participated in their wealth management.
Beg your pardon?
Participated in their wealth management.
Of the Vatican?
No, they came into the money.
Right. I don't know how they got the money or how it's connected to the documents, but what I'm leading up to is... Everyone said that the Rosalind Abbey had some of the documents, and Prince Charles was interested. Some members of the royal family were interested and blocked it off in the early 90s and looked for the Abbey, looked for the documents, or looked for something. I don't know what they probably read Henry Lincoln's book. I'm not sure.
Well, now, he's not way high on the food chain now. Not everybody buys into that process.
That's right. Now, what can Ion tell me a bit about whether there are documents in Rosalind Abbey, and did Prince Charles acquire them, or one of his relatives?
They are, and Prince Charles did not receive them.
Is someone knowingly withholding them from him?
Yes.
His mother?
Yes.
All right. So she has the documents. And
he will not be king. You understand that?
What made him so stupid? I mean, is he a huge he must have. I would blame the queen for making him feel stupid. They should have encouraged him. They did some psychological work on him. Anyways, is there anything about Prince Charles that explains why he's not going to get it?
Well, it's just a slip of the tongue that Elizabeth is the queen.
All right, so she's going to outlive him.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, look what had to happen for her to actually become queen.
There had to be
an abdication, and then her dad got the heat of it, and then he dies, and the next thing you know, she's queen. It's quite a fluke if you really look at the whole time space.
Right. But the thing is that she will, when she passes on, Prince Charles will be king.
No, he will not.
Why not?
He won't be in the line of succession.
Oh, who's next?
It will be the sons of Charles.
Why wouldn't it be him? He's the next.
It doesn't matter. He's all but out.
Because he's too old?
He can't even manage his own love goober trouble. How's he going to run the monarchy?
Okay, so you're saying that technically he is the next descendant.
Not necessarily. Well, technically his mother wasn't the next descendant.
Yeah, but events led to that and...
Well, events will lead that he won't become king either.
Who will become king or queen?
His son.
Harry.
Okay, so... Does Prince Charles care that he's not king?
He'd prefer not it. He can't stand it as it is.
All right, okay.
It pushed him so far to the point that his best joy was sleeping with a divorcee, Camilla Parker Bowles, that couldn't work. I mean, she could have been what do you call it? Not a concubine,
mistress.
A Scheherazade. Wait a minute, we'll get there. He can sleep with whoever he wants to, and it could be just fine, but it doesn't have to be. You don't act that way if you're looking to be king.
So is it, but since
if he were being groomed for king, okay, if he were being groomed for being king, it'd be a way different conversation.
Right. You mean with you and us, be different?
Well, no, with his mother and the monarchy and parliament and.
Well, did they were upset with him quite early in his life.
Of course. They just got from one thing to another, and it was a self-fulfilling prophecy because he wasn't interested anyway.
Yeah, and is it because of his sexual habits when he was young? Caused
no, the sexual habits have nothing to do with anything, because that fades, Bob. I mean, when you get to old as he is, you can't even smell, let alone hunt. But you get to a place that it's the whole pushing against reality.
Yeah, he was not interested, which was cool.
Okay.
I mean, who wants to be king? I mean, a boring
well,
job.
You're in a, it's like the Dalai Lama. You're sitting in a room with a binoculars and can't even go out and play, let alone rule.
Right, so he was a product of the baby boomer aspirations for freedom from normal routines, and he went along like the rest of his generation, trying to get out of it.
And did.
And did get out of it. Okay, so Harry, for some reason, might be more inclined to go along with the ritual.
He's being groomed.
Right. Doesn't he have some scandals going on all the time, though?
No more that wouldn't be attributed just to sowing your oats or youth.
Yeah. Okay, so the...
Well, that's an example. He can sleep with anybody he wants to as well, and it's not a big deal. He just can't marry the wrong one.
Yeah, yeah. So the... can I predict who he's going to marry? You see,
that has not been chosen yet. He's actually going to participate in that choice. But the line of choosing will be much, 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 much more relegated. Meaning, he can sleep with anybody he wants to, but who that queen becomes? See, you're talking about a queen mother in the making. And if he goes to kingship pretty fast, he's going to be queen mother for a very long time. So whoever he falls in love with will have to be in the right family and not some protraction. They're actually going to have to be in the line.
Yeah, the predetermined bloodlines of candidacies?
Yes.
So someone of British aristocracy or another culture's aristocracy?
Yes.
Will there be a political alignment? No.
No.
Okay, so the, we are, what was the name of the blue stone? We got the blue stone. Was that part of the launching pad into the apparatus to get into the rift? I'm assuming there was, the Mayans used the launching pad. We talked about the...
Yes. And we don't want to put too much inference on that, because this is where Carolyn would come in and say, "No, wait, Bob. Yes, that was a part, but that wasn't the only part. That's just the place of the key of accessing the lock." Because remember, the problem is not opening the door. The problem is finding the lock.
Finding the lock.
To go through the rift.
Right. And, well, the apparatus that JW witnessed a couple weeks ago, that is not necessary to go into the rift.
If you know, if you have the key and you know where the door is, yes.
Ah, so how does one find the information out about where the door is, where the lock is?
You have to look at the first tablet and the second tablet and the third tablet and get them as you go.
Oh, so We're. Did you hear that, Carol? We're learning. Are you listening to all this, Carol?
No.
She is.
No, you got the phone on.
I do. Yeah, I'm listening, but I'm not taking it all in.
Okay. The tablets are going to unfold where the location is.
No, how to open the lock.
Oh, how to open the lock. So, all right, not where it is, but how to open the lock. So. So
you turn it right to 3 and then back to 7.
But we're doing important stuff here. Okay. We don't need your facetiousness. we're getting the real history here. So the crown, the Magna Carta and the gold thing and the stealing of the jewels, that's one accounting book grievance that's been carried on for 800 years. That is specific to the British royal family and their concerns. It's not really... It doesn't overlap with the embedding of the documents in the Sistine Chapel, the other interesting mysteries we've learned about, or the passing of the line of Moses. Or, you know what I mean? There's different threads of esoteric revelation we're uncovering here. Right, Ion?
Now, Bob, you know that we can go down these threads, and if you just need a confirmation that you're on path, yes. But let's do some questions.
All right. I'm exploring a lot of the past, so I think I should explore the future.
Well, okay, that's fine. Or you can even explore the past, but do more questions of what you want to go, because if you ramble along and get there and then go, right, Ion, and we go, yeah, right, okay, that's fine, as good as any, but there's not much room for correction when you go a very long path. But it's okay, it's not a problem, but you can serve you well in clearing when you start. Let's do some rapid fire. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. Looking at, okay, Queen Isabella, we did the Depot Strait Reserve. Questions. The alien contact was made in the 1990s. What country was the contact made with?
China.
Ah, that brings up a good point. Michael Blake Reed told me around...
See how much more fun it is when you actually have questions.
Well, we just went in the long side. We started with the first question.
Arguing for your limitations.
I had a question that just took an hour to answer it. The one about Queen Elizabeth.
arguing.
I don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't know what I'm dealing with.
It was so hysterical. He went all this through with all the Queen Elizabeth that didn't even ask about her orgasm.
Right.
Well, that did pass over. I know that she's not getting laid much from Prince Philip, apparently.
Well, she gets it in the wrist.
She's having affairs all over the place.
My.
You could have B do anything you want.
A courtesan is what we were trying to.
Oh yeah, right. Is she was a courtesan or could have been?
No. Camilla should have been a courtesan and not messed up his world. But proceed.
But she wanted to be. What is she? Princess now?
No. She's an American divorcee. She no princess.
Oh, I didn't know she was an American.
She is American. I mean, I think she's like the Dowager, Lady Dowager, some foolishness that doesn't mean anything.
All right, but the thing is, she could have been a secret mistress.
She could have. If he would have been asleep with her, he could have slept with her forever and been no big deal.
Right.
But, you don't drag that home.
Okay, so the... Michael Blake Reed told me that in the late 90s that the Chinese invented a new computer or something. They got some new technology, and it was...
Nanotechnology.
Yeah, and it was very impressive. And so, actually, the power coming to China was because they got something back then. Is there an accuracy to that? Beg your pardon?
Certainly.
All right. On top of that technological situation, they made contact with the extraterrestrial force in the physical, you know, not someone from the future, unless they are from the future. I don't know, whatever an extraterrestrial is. Okay, what planet or constellation did these ETs that made contact with Chinese come from?
The USA.
The USA. In the future?
Yes.
Okay, so they made, so something, where did this happen in China?
Beijing.
Who witnessed it? Government, top government, or the intelligence service, or citizens?
Citizens. The way to say the mountain.
We'd say citizens. And did the people they made contact with stay here?
Yes.
So they're living among us.
Yes.
Did they help the Chinese develop this nanotechnology?
Yes.
Right?
I said yes.
Yes. And so different countries...
No.
Did different countries' intelligence services find out about this?
No.
So that's not the reason why Chinese...
Yes.
Many companies are going to China.
Correct.
Right. I know you're knowing what I'm saying, but I just want
to
say...
Well, we're just trying to pick up your rapid fire so you can actually come back and hear it and go, wow, that's really fun, and then we're moving along, and then you got some good...
Oh, okay, so we're doing the...
You have to, for the record, you have to...
Yeah, for the record, I have to
You
say.
Can finish it, but we just...
Yeah, just show what you... I like you saying yes before, but as long as you let me finish it.
Because it's for the record, otherwise ours won't beat us all with your wooden spoon.
Because she's number one. Tara is number one. Do you know the series, The Prisoner?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it was always, who's number one? Well, once a week or two ago, you referred to Carol's number one. Were you thinking of the series, The Prisoner?
No.
No, but it's the same idea.
Jean-Luc Picard in the Starship Enterprise is commanding officer. He would come back and say, make it so, number one.
And who was number one, Carol, in that series?
His first officer.
Ah. And who's Picard? What show was this? Star Trek. The new version.
Jean-Luc Picard.
That's the new version.
Picard. He's the one that took over Shatton.
Yeah. Okay. So the what was the name of number one?
That was Jean-Luc.
Jean-Luc Picard?
No.
Oh, the name of number one. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Does it matter?
A man or woman?
Man.
Okay.
Man.
All right, so now we're talking about the spaceships, and Ion's using the spaceship metaphor, and like we got in the tablets today, Carolyn. Hey, I'm noticing that. Okay, so the nanotechnology, but Michael Blake Reed was implying that people, that China acquired this new power with this technology.
Yeah.
What was it applied to?
And information, processing of information.
So they're the ones who are going to hack the IMF bank, and they talk about, they suspect the Chinese hacked the IMF bank or the World Bank and things like that. But
there ain't no more money, so who cares?
Beg your pardon?
There's no more money, so who cares?
So what advantage did that nanotechnology give them?
Power, and able to access numbers beyond reproach.
Access numbers beyond reproach.
Yeah.
In other words, they could find out anything.
Everything.
So they found out who killed Kennedy. Okay, maybe that's not that important. They what is it they...
Kennedy killed Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, yeah. So the point is, what kind of information... You mean it becomes blackmailable, the information?
No.
What information one could have with that... That would give you power. What is it? You make better rocket ships or something, or better. You know, I'm just wondering where the levers of power would be.
They would be on the fuse box, wouldn't they?
You mean Coldplay?
No.
No.
Levers of power.
The what?
The levers of power
are usually based on technologies.
Oh, yeah, but they're always attached to a fuse box. Now they're going to get more energy.
Yeah, that's what I mean by Coldplay, getting more energy.
But we didn't say Coldplay, you did.
Yes, Okay, so they've got breakthrough technology on the energy level?
Yes.
All right. Are they going to implement it? Oh, no, have they implemented it in their society?
No.
Are they waiting for something to happen before they implement it?
No.
Did the people from the future help them get that technology? I think you already answered that.
Yes.
Yes.
They don't want to do it, but...
Okay, so are they going to make a press conference and announce that they got people
no.
from the future? Has JW met these people from the future?
Some.
Will they, how will we relate?
No.
What?
No.
How will we relate the Ionic movement to what they've developed?
They won't.
We won't. We are offering something different.
Of more completeness.
More completeness, which is tapping into your own power.
And relaxing, allowing that to affect, have causal effect on your manifestation.
Right. And so, what was the last words?
Manifestation.
Right. So the...
Has Bob checked in with the time? It's 8 o'clock. I hear Ion draining. It's 10 after
yeah.
2, Bob.
Okay. Go a little further.
Yeah, just a few more points.
To. Then we can, that's okay. Go a little bit further, and then we'll...
Just another 5 or 10 minutes.
We'll turn him loose.
Yeah, very good, Ion. They have this tech... So the power, the so-called perceived power, like my friend who made the Ion YouTubes, he's in Beijing, and he's making travelog YouTubes, and it's an incredibly developed city over the last 10 years, Beijing.
Incredibly so, yes.
Yes, and that's because of this technology, or their new, what is there, a confidence there? They are the new head of the world global village, you know, and because they have this technology that attracts everybody else's wealth to them. Is that what we're witnessing?
We don't exactly even understand what you just said.
Okay, try again. China is progressing, and the rest of the world is limping along.
Well, now, are they? Because if you're talking about from the government side, they're imploding and collapsing on themselves. If you're talking about the people side, they're still trying to figure out if they're communist or socialist or capitalist.
Right.
Or, you see, so you have many dynamics that are, and you're asking how's that going to play out, or what's your... Are you
no, I'm glad that Ion's aware of these different dynamics. I certainly am aware of them, and that's good that we acknowledge that you're thinking, my thinking includes your thinking on that point.
We're getting it from you.
Yeah, good. So is the wealth, the incredible development of Beijing over the last 10 years a result of this new power they got from the new technology?
It's evolving, but yes. Evolving, but yes.
Have they figured out a way to make gold?
No.
Okay. But is the world just naturally attracted to China because there's a kind of charisma coming out of there? Because there's an emanation of this new technology, new knowledge? Are they becoming an attractor?
I don't know so much about all that.
Okay.
Yet, you could break it down at any level or aspect and say yes, but not so much.
Okay,
they don't care. They really don't care.
Who doesn't?
China.
See, there's this development going on there. Is it because it's the only place that has money so that people can sell their goods there and have a big, huge workforce?
You're not asking questions, Bob.
That was a question. But the development in China is extraordinary. Does it have anything to do with the nanotechnology?
Yes.
In what way? But how are they connected?
Well, they're making everything non-transistor-driven of now.
They are, so some of this new technology is in their products?
Yes.
Do Americans know this?
Soon enough, they are.
So when they put on that Olympic show last August, that tremendous display, no one knew how that was done.
Correct.
Ah, so they displayed the nanotechnology in the Olympic opening ceremonies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they displayed what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Because and did intelligence agents, the CIA, the KGB, were they stunned by that, or did they know that China could do something with that because they know of the technology they have?
Probably the latter.
Yeah, it's a secret, but a few people are finding out about it, right? And so people were puzzled. I haven't seen any follow up of people asking how the Chinese did it. Unless there is, and I'm not seeing it in the media, but it came and went, but it was pretty fantastic. So their nanotechnology allowed them to create those environments, right?
Yes.
So are Chinese products becoming better than other countries because of things that are technology that's in their products that people in the rest of the world don't know about?
Yes.
Ah. So like our friend David Greenberg said that he felt that there was a renaissance going on in China.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. So the people from the future made contact. What part of the future? Atlantis?
No, there's further places than that.
Yeah, and how did they manifest?
The same way everybody manifests, Bob.
No, I mean, did they show up in a CEO's office, walked in, and prove that they were from another dimension?
No, didn't have to.
They demonstrated the technology?
They just had good ideas and were relaxed aloud, and then those answers showed up.
Yeah, it's like having Ion answering questions.
Precisely, when you get a question.
So I see this interaction with Ion as incredible as anything. In a sense, Ion is from the future, but also beyond the future. Ion is from all those dimensions implied in the tablet today, Carolyn.
Yeah, good point.
We have beg your pardon?
Exactly.
We have made awesome contact here. this is the contact that Carolyn and I have made through JW is contact that no human being has ever experienced before.
Right.
We got the higher technology here. Now that for a conclusion. Now that's getting into phenomenal, impressive phenomena that was applied in Tablet 5. You know what I mean?
And now are we complete?
Yes, we are complete after that one.
Yeah, very, very good.
I couldn't wait. Look how long he kept you this time, JW.
It's okay. We didn't start till 15, so there we go. But
yeah,
it's okay.
It's been... Is that... Just a second. It's been 4 hours and 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Okay, good. 4 hour session.
So that's good. And did you cover what you wanted?
Well, JW, did you see any pictures the last half hour? We made...
Yeah.
Let's hear a couple.
No, good.
Okay.
No.
The flag of Balmoral.
Yes,
we did a lot on Balmoral.
We
Shangri-La.
Shangri-La, good.
Yeah.
The nano chip.
In China.
We like Linux better, but...
Linux,
China.
China. Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Was he talking about that kind of China, Ion, all the way through that? Nano China.
That's all there is. Everybody else is just a mockery. So.
Oh, Linux is the best.
Uh-huh.
And where is it made?
USA.
What part of the country?
Wisconsin, I think.
And why is it so good?
It's just delightful. It's just very high quality.
Is that the white stuff we saw in your home?
In all the cabinets, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Everywhere.
And that's spelled L-I-N-U-X?
No, L-E.
Oh, N-N-O-X, L-E-N-N-O-X, right?
I think so.
Just one N.
Okay. So what else did you see? Did you see the very last image? You realize we've made incredible contact. We got Ion to admit that this is the most phenomenal contact in history.
Yeah.
We got them to admit we run them down to the ground and had a handbook on.
Yeah, who are you? Are you the greatest? Are you well beyond the people from the future who met who contacted China? And he said yes. What do you think of that, JW?
Wow.
Did you see any images on that?
Not so much on that one.
Are you? No, I won't ask. JW, are you from the future like me and Carolyn?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out the third tab.
We're on to the fifth one.
No, but I'm stuck at the third one.
No, you're not.
Any more images? You got the key ones. How about King John? I'll just remind you some topics. The Dalai Lama, the searching for the next Dalai Lama, Prince Charles, the Queen Mother, the Fort Knox gold. Nothing coming from those.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got it. The flag of Balmoral, the nanotechnology, and what was the third thing?
I can't remember.
Third picture. Did you see the people from the future that arrived in China 10 years ago?
Yes.
What do they look like? Average humans?
Just like regular humans.
And how, you saw them in picture form, right?
Yes.
Yes. And you have a sense of where they came from?
The future.
Okay. But the, you know, when they show up, were they human beings born here in our time?
Everyone else is from Hoboken, New Jersey.
You mean from the future? Okay, like, Carol and I were from the future, but we were born here. The thing is that these people that Ion, there's a question we could have asked Ion, that are from the future,
mm-hmm.
Are they just human beings born in this planet here who then started to manifest intelligence?
They relax and allow, and then they can put their head into the future.
That's right. Very good.
Okay. So this whole thing about the future is just in our heads.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just.
Well, I'm thinking about the vehicle that we see that we saw waved at us.
Mm-hmm.
That is from somewhere else, or is that just an image in our head?
No, wait.
Okay, we saw a UFO a couple of weeks ago, and
yes.
Ion said that it was Carolyn Bob. Carolyn Bob were waving at me, right. And Carolyn, and they were people from the future.
And
they were ourselves in
yes,
the future.
From the future.
And then we found out that they were. It was the experience we're going to have when we go through the rift. Who was our other self in the rift? And so that is an aspect of people. No, if they're from the rift, Carol, they're not from the future. They're just our doubles.
Mm-hmm.
See, so then you get it mixed up. It's not a UFO from the future. It's someone.
Well, that's why you have to be so careful, because you don't get on a false premise.
Right.
And then, you know, screw yourself to pregnancy and you're playing with yourself.
Okay. That's it. We got more questions tomorrow.
What time is your schedule tomorrow if you want to play with our site?
You hear that, Carol? The site.
I have a consult at 8 and maybe one at... I have someone calling in when they finish seeing their doctor, but when are you available?
Anytime. Afternoon's great.
Okay.
We're going to make our site tomorrow?
Huh?
Oh, we can do it?
Sure.
So we get Jim involved, or we do...
Sure.
What's this involve?
We just got to sign up the thing and get it reserved and launched, and then he gets to plug it in.
All right, so you'll do it and tell me what's happening as it goes along.
We're just glad to get emails today, Bob. So,
I'll call you, JW, like around 7 tomorrow and see what's up.
Yeah, that's certainly. We'll see how the day's going. That's perfect.
Right now, JW, the people that visited China, you know, it's like dramatic. You think of this ET showing up, but what is it? A bunch of people walk in and they got this technology and they just presented it, It's like presenting mirror to somebody. Is that what these people did? Their minds are from the future, not themselves. They were born in our time.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Bob.
Okay, that's a future question, right, Carol?
Yeah. Let J.W. go to bed.
Well, fantastic. Very good session today, Jay.
Marvelous, marvelous. Fun, 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 and we'll play tomorrow.
And you felt bliss all the time in trance, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, J.W.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.
No, it's today. It's today. Or
yes.
Hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta.
Okay, good night.
Hasta luego. Good night.
Good night.